What is good? This is Logan Murdoch here with the Warriors HQ podcast as the Warriors are getting ready to come back home. We haven't said that in a while in the month of January. I have my guy, Dieter Kurtenbach, who is...
I'm also home. I'm in Oakland. I'm here.
You're in Oakland. Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. I mean, it's good to have the Warriors back. Good to have you back. How was wherever you were at? How was that for you? How was your road trip?
I was in Chicago for a thing, and it's cold there. And I'm very glad that I live in Oakland, California, or anywhere in California, to be honest. It's horrific back there. I mean, we were joking before we hit record, like it's less than zero, not Celsius, Fahrenheit. How can anyone live there? Like I lived there for decades. I don't understand who builds a city there.
Listen, you know, it's cold when a Chicagoan says, yo, it's freezing outside. I'm not going outside. If it's like this, I'm not going. It's crazy, man. But I'm glad you're back, man. I'm glad you escaped the frozen tundra.
Dude, I almost did. Yeah. They canceled my flight Monday morning. And so like, luckily they gave me enough heads up so that I could get a flight back to Oakland on Sunday night. But like, it was touch and go there for a minute. I am very happy to be back.
Did you have a single tear come down your eye when you saw that your flight was canceled, when you were notified of that?
No, because I fly Southwest Airlines. Free plug, Southwest, advertise with us.
Come on, bro.
No, because Southwest Airlines, two clicks, done. Flight that night. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Big ups to Southwest for making that way too easy.
Tap in with Southwest. That's a free plug. Anyway, you know who might be on the move coming in that we've gotten over the last, we've gotten news over the last couple of days is Anthony Davis might be on the move. And we know that the Warriors have been kind of interested in Anthony Davis, but it doesn't seem like right now, as you wrote in your column a couple days ago about Anthony Davis. What if he, there's been a number of teams out there for, obviously the whole league is vying for his services, but there's been a couple teams. One have been the Knicks, the Boston Celtics later on down the line, and the Los Angeles Lakers were seemingly where Anthony Davis and Rich Paul and LeBron and everybody in Los Angeles want him to go. I don't know if you know this, Dieter, but the Lakers play in the Warriors division. And they are in the same conference as the Warriors.
Yeah.
If that were to happen in the next 10 or so days.
If it were, I mean, I don't think it is.
If it were, I don't think it is either, honestly. But I mean, we're playing hypotheticals here.
Okay.
Where do you think that this puts the Lakers in the Western Conference, and by proxy of that, how does that affect that their quote unquote rivalry or whatever they want to call this with the Warriors going forward?
I think it puts them in the Western Conference Finals, where they would be beaten in five games by the Warriors. I think that's how that would go. And in terms of rivalry, like that'd be fun. So cool. I mean, they're going to need a lot more than Anthony Davis and, you know, Josh Hart to beat the Warriors.
Next season, yeah. Do you
Maybe
think
next
like
year? Yeah.
Is this a move down the line that could hinder the Warriors in the coming years if AD does come west?
I mean, it's going to hinder. I mean, anytime you have to play Anthony Davis, you got to be scared, right? Like Anthony Davis is a beast. The Warriors have never figured out how to stop him. I mean, you think back to that series they played against the Pelicans last year, like when Davis went off, I think it was game four. Like that was impressive. Like this is why the Warriors want Anthony Davis. They just don't have a means by which to get him that wouldn't sacrifice this championship season, or at least put this championship season in jeopardy. So the way, you know, the trade has been pretty well treaded by this point. It'd be Klay Thompson. It'd be Draymond Green, a first round pick. I don't know. There's something else in there. And then the Warriors would get back Anthony Davis. But like they're a shoe-in to win the title already. You don't mess with a title. Like you don't play the macro game when the micro game is winning a championship. And especially when Kevin Durant, you don't know. And bringing in Anthony Davis, you don't know how that's going to affect Kevin Durant. I will say this. I wrote about this in the column. Like, man, do not count out the Knicks in this. Like,
yeah, you did say, yeah.
Like I went down a deep rabbit hole. Don't get me wrong, but if they get that Zion Williamson pick, which is the number one overall pick, which we know that the NBA will help out the New York Knicks in that regard. We're being totally honest.
Is this conspiracy Dieter here?
This is more than a few winks, man. This has been proven in the past. Cold envelope two, baby. Sequel's always better than the original. Then you have a situation where everyone's been talking about Kevin Durant to the Knicks, Kevin Durant to the Knicks. The Knicks are an eminently unattractive team, but if they have the number one overall pick that they could then move to New Orleans for Anthony Davis. And don't get me wrong, the Pelicans would love to have Zion Williamson. The only way that the Pelicans are saved in New Orleans is if they get a guy like Zion, who is not only super viral and all this stuff, but also is pretty damn good at basketball. Like, he makes the Pelicans, he maintains a relevancy for the Pelicans in the NBA and sort of staves off that move to Seattle, which seems so inevitable. Like, Zion would be the most coveted asset available for Anthony Davis. So now you have KD, Anthony Davis. You have Kristaps Porzingis still sitting around. You can do something with him. And word on the street is they might be able to maneuver some money. And I hear that Kyrie Irving isn't all that interested in staying in Boston, and he's probably going to end up wherever Anthony Davis is.
Yeah.
Well, That's probably worse than just whatever's going to go on with the Lakers. Like, because then the Warriors definitely, well, not definitely, but in that scenario, they lose KD. So they're worse. And I mean, I guess the Lakers aren't very good, but like, this whole thing is predicated on the Warriors staying in their current iteration. If that can't be the case, then they're going to feel really crappy.
It'll be interesting. And how does it feel, do you think, from like a Joe Lacob standpoint, of where he wanted Anthony Davis, and it just doesn't seem like it's going to happen? It seemed like, I want one of the best players in the league.
This is the thing. Like, I don't know. Give me feedback on this. Like, are we making too much out of this Joe Lacob wants Anthony Davis thing? Like, I respect the guy who reported that. It's certainly not a secret. Now that it's kind of out there, like, was this some sort of like Anthony Davis is the precious and Joe Lacob must have him? Like, I never got that vibe talking to people. Like, yeah, Anthony Davis is awesome. No, it'd be really cool if the Warriors had Anthony Davis. I'm sure the Charlotte Hornets are saying the same thing. Like, I don't think Joe Lacob is going to, you know, feel like he missed out on a massive opportunity to get Anthony Davis if he doesn't come here. Like, he's making that choice right now. If he really wants Anthony Davis, he can call the New Orleans Pelicans right now. Go right over Bob Myers's head and say, listen, we're probably going to dick around with Draymond's money. And, you know, we like Clay, but if you want him, you can have him because we want Anthony Davis. They can do it. He's not going to do it because they can win titles, and they can win titles in the years to come without Anthony Davis. Like, I don't know if I put too much stock in, you know, this was the Warriors' grand plan. It's sort of being blown up. I feel like that's a lot of people taking that storyline, which is valid. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like they're taking it too far.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk about the Warriors over this road trip. I mean, the biggest thing that I've seen was this, the offensive explosion that they've been playing over these last 11 games. I think, you know, we've talked about this in depth. We've talked about this offense, but I was looking at the numbers today. It's really ridiculous how they've been this season. They're averaging 119 points a game. 115 points. Is that good? A 115.9 offensive rating, and a 56.3. I'm getting into your bag, Dieter. I'm getting your analytics bag. And a 56.3 effective field goal percentage over this last 11 game streak. Wait for it, Dieter.
Hit me, baby.
125.5 offensive rating. They are averaging 123.9 points a game in the last 11 games. Is this? What do you make of this, man? Like, this is ridiculous how great this team is. And I don't think it's getting, like, I know we're talking about the offense, but this is ungodly good.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a couple of thoughts on this. Obviously, Boogie coming in and fitting in so seamlessly is like crazy to me. And I've done the mea culpa here a couple of times. Like, I legit forgot how talented he is. And this dude's at like 65.
How disrespectful.
I know. Well, it had been a year, right? And he had played in Sacramento and New Orleans before that. Not exactly TNT late night games, right? Sorry. Had to say it. It should have looked a little bit more clunky than this when he shows up, right? Because, like, he's playing clunky by his own standards. He's not with us 100%. He's still wicked out of shape. Like, he was gassed playing 25 minutes against the Pacers the other night, like gassed.
Yeah.
But he was still wrecking Sabonis, just absolutely wrecking Sabonis in the fourth quarter. He just provides something that the Warriors don't have. And that's probably worth another 10, 15 points per game on top of their already prodigious rate. The two things that I think the Boogie love, and it's well-deserved and certainly noteworthy, but what we're forgetting in all of that is that the Warriors figured their crap out. And I think that they got back to what made the Warriors great in the first place, which is Stephen Curry and Draymond Green. That's the 2015 nucleus. And they have spent the last 2-3 years trying to figure out how to make Kevin Durant fit in. Listen, it's looked good at times, and it has looked really bad at times. Kevin Durant is an exceptional player, but man, when Stephen Curry's running the show, and I don't know if it was an active or a passive decision when Steph came back to just sort of run the show again. And we're running through Steph, and KD's not going to get any more of these ISO post-ups, and he's just going to have to fit in the same way Clay fits in, the same way Looney fits in. Not that those guys are on the same level. Like, this is Steph's show. In my book, yes. Everyone else's book, logical books, no. that happening, Steph coming back, being healthy, shooting more threes, and now as a zag to that zig, now he's getting to the hoop more and more. He looks like 2015 Steph all over again. It's really cool to see. It's really fun to see.
Is Steph your MVP right now? Because I know you've been on this MVP bandwagon for Steph.
I'm about it. I'm about it mainly because I don't think that James Harden should be rewarded for his lawyer basketball.
Wow. I feel like you're an op, man. Anyway.
And then the other part of this is Draymond, right? Like you and I talk about this all the time. Like, Draymond has gotten healthy. Now, obviously he took the night off in Indiana on Monday because of rest, and, you know, the Warriors still won by 30 something. But he is basically, he came back and he was in his own head about offense, and other teams were taking advantage of that. And frankly, he played himself out of the game in a lot of contests after coming back from that injury. And over the last, I'd say 10, 12 games, he's just decided, like, I don't care if I score any points, I'm just going to do Draymond Green stuff, which is be insane on defense. Just, I've never seen anything like it. A man that shape doing the things that he's doing. I mean, it's just, it's incredible stuff. It's why I stand for Draymond all day, every day. And then just, if I have the ball, I'm pushing it. I'm pushing the ball in transition. And he cut down on the turnovers and he's up the assists. And it's like, this is the nucleus. This is the Warriors that went from, oh, they're pretty good under Mark Jackson when Draymond wasn't playing and all. And still, Steph's pretty fun. And they still lost at the Garden when he drops 50 to the Warriors in 2015, where it's Draymond and Steph and then Clay coming in. And it's just an avalanche, and it revolutionized the game. They're getting back to that base, but Clay's better than he was. And you have Kevin Durant there. And DeMarcus Cousins is there too. Like, you are not going to outscore this Warriors team if they continue to play this way. Straight up, there's no team in the NBA that can come within 10 points of this team, even on their best day. And even on the Warriors seeding on their average day.
I do have a quick rebuttal to this. And while I will say that they're great,
Give me a long rebuttal. I want the whole rebuttal.
All right, I have a rebuttal to this, and I know the Warriors are playing insane amounts, but there was something, and it happened in a win. One, they haven't been playing. I am scared to see the Boogie in pick and roll against a pretty good center. We saw that in Boston. He got taken off the floor by Al Horford, and I'm kind of curious to see how they do that. I know that the easy fix is, I don't want to say that it's going to be monumentally bad, right. But I think a lot, when we get to the playoffs, I think a lot of teams are going to play Boogie off the floor if he keeps playing like this defensively on the pick and roll, because he's been really good offensively. When you see him, I'm just punishing Sabonis.
Poor Sabonis, man. Sabonis is a good player. He did not deserve that.
It didn't. No, but I just think that when you see, I think they were down, 7 or 8 points in the Boston game when Boogie started, and they were just pick and rolling him to death, And they took him off the floor, and your guy, Kevon, literally brought them back. He was on the unit that brought him back. And I'm curious to see how Boogie does in the pick and roll against teams like Houston, against, you know, you know, against guards that are really good. I'm curious to see how he plays against Philly on Thursday. That's something that we're going to have to take into account. Also, let's be frank here. Over this stretch, they played Boston. They also played a very bad Lakers team, a very bad Clippers team.
Clippers are not very bad.
Okay, not a very bad. Okay, a very okay. All right,
Listen, yes, they got going with the Knicks and the Bulls, but they beat Denver, they beat Dallas.
Are you very scared about the Tyrone? I'm getting blanking on his name. I covered him in college. I'm sorry. Are you banging on them? Are you really scared if you're the Warriors of the Montrezl Harrell, Tyrone Wallace pick and roll right now? Like,
no, they didn't, no, you're they right. Didn't, not great they, pick and roll teams outside of
okay,
Denver.
All right. All right. They're not a great team.
Not true. Dallas has a good pick and roll.
True. But what I'm saying is over this stretch, we're going to, okay, over this stretch, they played the Knicks, the Clippers, leave me alone. They played the Knicks, the Clippers. They played, who am I blanking? I have the schedule right.
I'm looking at it right here. No, you're right. Boogie's come back and he's played the Clippers, the Lakers, the Wizards, who wrecked him, Boston, who wrecked him, and then the Pacers without Victor Oladipo. So you're fair in saying that he is not.
I just need to see more. And I think that he is playing well. And a lot of that could be due to wind. But a lot of that is, we've talked about this before, before he came back. He wasn't a great defender even when he was good. He was definitely not this bad. He wasn't this bad.
No,
his
ceiling isn't very high. Let's be honest. So there's not a lot of room for improvement.
So I'm fear. I feel like I am fair in thinking, like, we'll see what happens with this Boogie pick and roll when, you know, that's when in the playoffs, that's what they target. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But like, what's Boogie's role going to be in the playoffs? They're talking, oh, we're going to build him up to 40 minutes or so a game. But like, since Boogie came,
40
like,
minutes. Wow.
I mean, but you know what I mean? Like, they're building him up to play more, right? He played 25 minutes. He'll get 30 minutes here sooner rather than later. And then they'll try to get him to 35 in some game. And maybe he can go 40 in a contest. My point is, with the Warriors know what they're getting. And he's such a luxury for this team. Like, they're really, really good without him. They are unbeatable with him. Now, I totally agree with your point. I think it's spot on. He is terrible in pick and roll defense. That's what they're going to target in the playoffs. But by the playoffs, they might only need Boogie to be the guy who comes in the David West role, who, by the way, is also terrible in pick and roll defense, and just
didn't play in the Houston series because of it.
Right. But like, do the Warriors need it in the Houston series? Like, he can
no, because
be
they had your guy. They had your guy.
They still do. Yeah. Now, next year they have neither, probably. Like, but the point stands, like, this year, like, you're adding in DeMarcus Cousins. Like, that is such a preponderance of talent compared to where they were at the beginning of the year, when it was just like Looney and Damian Jones and stuff. Like, you're absolutely right. He's going to get worked in pick and roll, but he's going to get better. He's straight up going to get better and more in shape as the season progresses. Even if he can just get to a point of competence, slight competence, so that you don't have to take him off the court. He's so good at offense, and he's only going to get better from there, which is just the absurd part.
He's stupendous on offense right now.
I mean, he's great on offense. He's sick. He can't jump. What happens when he can jump? He can run up and down the floor.
To be fair, deer.
He wasn't much of a leaper before.
He wasn't much of a leaper. You know what I mean? He's a beast, man. He is a beast on offense.
And again, it's literally ruined Sabonis.
You're still on that.
He went off for like 11 straight points on him. The Pacers literally, it was like the hippo being attacked by lions and just kept going in that video. Yeah. That's what it felt like at the end. It felt like that in the Clippers game at a couple points. And it's like,
were you in Chicago for on the Indiana game?
No, I had already phoned back. I was back in Oakland, but okay.
Cause I was just wondering if you were there, you probably would have contemplated just driving to Indianapolis and giving Sabonis a hug.
It was a thought. Yeah. Just listen. it's going to get better. I know that it's been a pretty crappy couple of days for you and your team here, but it's going to get better. You might get Drew Holiday here. But he can, you know, he's always going to be a guy who probably gives up whatever he gets, but the Warriors only need him to get. I mean, that's the position that they're in. And if he's a detriment on the defensive side, against first unit, I mean, he doesn't even have to play against first units. They can just use him against second units, which is a thing in and of itself. Like, usually the pick and roll doesn't get better on the second unit unless you're the 2016 Cavs. Steve Kerr can get weird with it, but for the rest of the regular season, like, it's something to keep an eye on 100%. But I don't know, like, playoffs are so situational. I don't know if I'd worry about it around then, because if they got to sit Boogie, they got to only play Boogie 13, 14 minutes per game. Like, he knows what he signed up for.
And they can just put Super Loon in, you know,
exactly.
What I mean? They can just,
now if they lose Looney, now we have a problem. Looney's the only thing holding this team together.
Listen, you will give an ankle or something to make sure Looney is good for the playoffs. It's good. He's,
I
don't all
think
right.
My ankle would help him. I mean, I think that would really hinder. Well, great. Now I have Dieter's body parts. Somehow I've gotten worse.
Dieter, listen, Dieter, I was trying to make a point about your love for him and you just ruined it. It's okay.
But like, the other thing too is, Now that they don't have an issue at the center position, or at least as much of an issue, and it was a crisis. I mean, as close to a crisis as you can get for the Warriors. Now they're able to do things like play Jordan Bell for, you know, 20 something minutes last
Jordan
night.
Jordan Bell game.
Jordan it was a Bell Jordan Bell game. And those are pretty few and far between. But like, he played well enough to earn himself minutes against the Sixers. He should get more playing time. We know Steve has been a little bit off about that, but like, man, he was really competent. He didn't jump out of his shoes on every pump fake. He wasn't trying to do too much. That was the good Jordan Bell that we saw a lot of last year and haven't seen a lot this year. I think there's a direct correlation between Boogie playing as much as he has and now taking maybe a little bit of the pressure off of Jordan. He can just go out and do the simple things. And that's all the Warriors need from him, because the role isn't bigger than maybe where he is in his career right now. I think that's only going to pay dividends down the road, because you can mold him for specific playoff roles. He's gonna, if you play Houston, Boogie's not gonna get major minutes in that series outside of second unit stuff. But Jordan Bell could, because if Kevon Looney gets into foul trouble, you have to go to Jordan Bell. He's a much better defensive option in the pick and roll than Loon. And you don't want to play Draymond for 40 minutes at center a game. So there's something to be said there for just having a dude who can eat minutes, even if they aren't perfect. And Lord knows some of them have been in this 5-6 game stretch. But man, like, this really unlocks a lot of stuff for Golden State. And while you're 100% right, I just ultimately think no one's going to outscore them. And you can work around the defensive deficiencies because you have that much talent on your team already.
Well, I guess you just unlocked it. The Warriors are never going to lose another game for the rest of the season.
I'm pretty convinced of it. I mean, I think how many losses do they have right now?
14.
Damn. I mean, hell, you can do the math.
I was going to. I mean, that'll lead to my next question before we get out of here.
68 wins. I mean, that makes sense, right? This looks like a 68 team.
Yeah. I was gonna lead to my next question. How long do you think this streak can last? Because they have a tough game against Philly. We have an LA game, and San Antonio, but they're all at home. And then next you got Phoenix, Miami. Like, how long do you think this can theoretically last?
Well, they're trying to make it last until the All-Star game. I'm not so sure about that. Where's your head at with this? As I deep dive into the schedule here a bit more.
I think that February 13th in Portland, man, that February 13th, the last game before the All-Star game.
Yeah.
If I'm going to say it, that's an easy one to call. So I'm just at least call that one because.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I'll say this. After that Lakers game, there's 1, 2, 3 days off before they play the Spurs on February 6th. I know the Spurs aren't necessarily the best team out there, but that's a long time off. That's a little bit of time to build up some rust.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that Spurs game
right now. Okay.
Going to go with that Spurs game. Actually, I'm going Thursday. They're losing to the Sixers. No, I'm kidding. But like, here's the thing. You're right. Like, I'm joking. Like, yeah, they're not going to lose again. But like, they're going to be favored in every one of their games for the rest of the year. That's not something that was true. This it used to be true. They were always favored. And now it's not necessarily true all the time. They were getting, you know, +2-3 lines like that. That's crazy to me. I mean, they're doing stuff that they hadn't done in a couple of years, which is not having to play fourth quarters. Like that's right. Where they're at now. They're back to being far and away better than any other team in the NBA, which is, we kept talking early in the season. Oh, well, you know, the gap is getting smaller. The gap is getting smaller. Boogie just reopened the gap. And so next year, whole different ball game. But right now, I mean, there's no one even close to the Warriors level. So really we just go back to, are they going to show up? And even again, if they put together a C effort, that's probably worth $125
for shizzle. Well, as we'll see how that goes.
Warriors... Joel Embiid is playing.
Huh?
Is Joel Embiid playing Thursday night?
I think so. I mean, they're playing in LA and they have a day off coming into the Bay. So I'd imagine it's not a back to back and it's a nationally televised game. So,
Big Joel is definitely playing nationally televised.
I
want to see a 3-point shooting contest between Draymond and Ben Simmons in that game.
Indeeder. I don't know who wins that one.
Who wins it?
I'm going backpack Draymond, man. I'm going backpack Draymond. Yeah, we're just plugging things today. I saw a great hoodie. We both saw this great hoodie by Warriors World, I think it was, with the Draymond backpack hoodie, which was fantastic. So I don't know who's listening to this, but like, I want to plug that. Shout out to Warriors World.
For the most slanderous backpack out there.
That Dieter has probably copped like 6 already, but
it's like, once you told me that, like it just thing, you know, the clouds parted.
What's the best thing that I've told you this season? Is it the Draymond backpack?
No. Nothing beats respected by the goats. I will put that in the show notes. Respected by the goats is far and away my favorite thing. That Logan has told me. Logan and I sit next together on press row. And was that the first game? No, I think
it was like a preseason game.
It was like a preseason game or something. And you're just like, hey, check this out. And I look and it's Lance Stevenson's Instagram. And it's, the caption is just respected by the goats. And it's Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird's like this. Just like, I don't know what the term
is. They're looking down on Lance Stevenson from the clouds.
Just laughing. And Lance Stevenson wearing a number I don't think he currently wears for the Lakers. Like it was just perfect. Respected by the goats. So it's impossible for me to unsee respected by the goats. And it's clearly with the Lakers being the media force that they are. And I imagine will only increase to be in the coming months. Lance Stevenson, respected by the goats, a number one. That's a high bar to cross there, Luke.
I think we're respected by the goats. I hope we're respected by the goats. And I hope goats this podcast is respected like we're podcasting goats. But until then,
the lady who does cereal, Bill Simmons.
I can't even get this out. Okay. Anyway, you can reach
me. We got to subscribe to stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm running it down. I'm just going to go with the Twitter first.
I'm going to shut up.
Please shut up so I can get this off. Yes. We got Dieter Kurtenbach on Twitter for all the hot takes. We have Logan M. Murdoch on Twitter for all the music takes. And you have Mark G. _ on Twitter for everything else. We also have the Warriors HQ newsletter that's coming in your inboxes every single day. You can get Peter's columns. You can get Mark Medina's stuff. I even wrote something on Jordan Bell that you can get in on the Warriors HQ HQ podcast and HQ newsletter. Tap into all of that. Listen to our stuff on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Also, we have a great website called themercurynews.com. So, you know, tap in with all of that. So, I mean, we got stuff for you.
Great. Review. Criticize.
You know what I mean? Criticize Dieter. You know what I mean? You got a lot of those. Email Dieter at all times. So, we will talk to you talk to you guys next week. We have a podcast coming up next week with a special guest that I think Dieter is very excited about.
Hint, it's Lance Stevenson.
No, we couldn't get him, man. It wasn't him. Not this time.
The ghost did not allow it.
The ghost did not allow it. But right, we have something that I think Dieter's really excited about.
We're done with the show. It's over.
Peace.